Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tariq Al-Bashir joins us now, Monumental Sports and Turner Sports, where nationally he works the sideline on a lot of Turner's hockey broadcasts. Tariq, what a season this has been. What a wild ride, man. It started in the fall. A lot of people felt like the Capitals could make the playoffs, possibly, but that would have meant Backstrom and Kuznetsov had huge seasons. Those guys are long gone. They traded a bunch of veterans, and they can still make the playoffs tonight.
You're right, Grant. I mean, what a roller coaster. And you didn't even talk about the Alex Ovechkin experience, right? Going from 8 goals in his first 43 games to, you know, another 30-goal season. Charlie Lindgren, you know, emerging from the shadows as a, you know, afterthought backup goaltender to one of the best goalies in the NHL. I mean, easily the Capitals' MVP this season. And John Carlson skating more minutes than he ever has in his career at age 34. Just so many things that you just wouldn't have expected back in training camp have unfolded. And like I said, just what a roller coaster. And hopefully it doesn't come to an end tonight in Philadelphia.
How did they rally back? I mean, after that really, really good stretch that got them into this position, Tariq, where they only had 2 points out of a possible 12 over the course of 6 games, including a couple gross, bad losses where you go, okay, here's the regression. This was fun, but they've fallen back down to earth. How did they kind of rally again? Because that's what it seems to. Every time their back's been against the wall with a bad stretch, they've found a way to punch above their weight class, and here they are with this opportunity.
Yeah, I think a number of things have gone into that. I mean, some of it is the veteran guys that won a Stanley Cup here in 2018 just putting the team on their shoulders. I mean, Alex Ovechkin has been the best version of himself. Since that 0-4-2 rut, John Carlson has stepped up even more than he has all season long. I mean, he's been one of the best defensemen in the league from the start of the year. But, you know, with Rasmus Sandin out and Nick Jensen now out, Carlson plays essentially half the game. And he's not only playing half the game, he's scoring game-winning goals. You know, TJ Oshie has come back from the dead and is doing his thing. I mean, it's some of that, but you know, for me, guys, in hockey, especially this time of year, goaltending plays such a massive role in determining outcomes. And when you've got a hot goalie, you've got a chance, regardless of what the rest of your lineup looks like, who's in, who's out, where you might have holes. If you've got someone between the pipes that can keep the puck out of the net and frustrate the other team, you got a chance. And Lindgren, for my money, has been one of the most clutch goaltenders in the league all season long. You just look at his analytics. I mean, you know, his save percentage, slot save percentage, steals. He's just doing it all for the Capitals right now, and they wouldn't be anywhere near the position they are in if he was not so brilliant.
Tariq Al-Bashir covers the Caps in the NHL, joining us on Grant and Danny, ahead of an elimination and a play-in game in a lot of ways for Washington this evening. If they win, they are in. Tariq, on Lindgren, this might be his toughest act yet, though. 2 games in about 27-ish hours for Charlie Lindgren, back-to-back, which is unheard of in today's NHL, and on the heels of 25 out of 28. against a rested Flyers team that hasn't played in going on 3 days now. This would be the perfect exclamation point, wouldn't it?
You know, Creighton, you and I were joking about this on Monumental's Altcast last night. I said I hope that they just plugged an IV right into his arm, carried him to the team bus, and then once the bus got to the plane, they carried him onto the plane and just, you know, kept him off his feet. You're right. I mean, it's hard. He's not only playing back-to-back games, which modern analytics tell you is not a good idea, but the Caps really don't have any other options right now. He's also had a massive, heavy workload over the past 2 months. So you just hope that they haven't pushed him to the breaking point. I don't think they have. There were times, you know, I would say in the last month where he looked tired to me. The last couple of games, he's looked fresh. He's looked fine. He's looked good. He's looked sharp. And I don't think he was overtaxed last night by any stretch of the imagination by Boston. You know, they held the Bruins to the season low shots on goal. And, you know, a lot of those shots were easy saves from the outside. So hopefully Charlie was getting a little bit of a rest last night, because he's going to need it tonight in Philadelphia, like you said, against a rested Flyers team that's equally as hungry to get into the playoffs.
Tarik El-Bashir with us here on G&D. We're talking about Charlie Lindgren. I think this is an underrated story. I mean, he was an afterthought. The plan was, you know, $5-plus million cap hit Darcy Kuemper, who was still the plan, right, I guess, for another several seasons, Tarik. But Lindgren outplayed him, and that was consistent, and then it became you have to have Charlie Lindgren in goal. Obviously, where did this come from? How did we get here? What steps has he taken to all of a sudden become this this lights out MVP, frankly, for this team?
You know, other than Danny, just there are stories in sports where guys, it just clicks later in their careers than it does for others. I feel like Charlie has had some opportunities at times in his career, and he wasn't able to capitalize on them, and those turned into setbacks for him. And sometimes it's also timing, right? It's being at your best in front of the right people in the right games at the right moment in the season, and that catapults someone who was undrafted like himself into a starter's role. And for one reason or another, it didn't happen. 2 years ago, he had an outstanding, a very small sample size, but an outstanding sample size when he was a backup in the St. Louis system. The Capitals pro scouts, who do an outstanding job of finding gems in the rough, they've done it time and again. They identified him as maybe a guy who was underused, maybe a guy that there was more there. If they got him into a situation where he could play a little more and have some more role, maybe he could break out. And, you know, they signed him at 28 years old, and sure enough, I mean, this hasn't totally – it's a long-winded way of saying this hasn't totally come out of left field. You know, before they signed him, he had kind of a small sample size breakout. And then remember, not this season, but the previous season, his first season in Washington, remember Darcy Kuemper got clipped in the head, I want to say in Calgary, by Tyler Toffoli when he played for the Flames. He was out for like a month. And Charlie was the starter. Do you remember how awesome he was in that December? I feel like he was like the player of the month and went 11-1-1. So it wasn't like this is unheard of. He has been trending in the right direction for, I would say, 2.5 years. This year is the year where his improvement kind of met opportunity, and he really seized on this chance and has now shown the league that, you know, he's one of the 20, 25 guys who can be a starter in this league.
Tarik, you started the convo with Alex Ovechkin and some of the Cup Hero veterans that are still around carrying this team. By my count, unofficially looking at his games log, 23 goals in 35 games down the stretch here. Uh-huh. What could it do? There's nothing else to be said. His legacy's cemented. He's a Cup champion. He's changed hockey in D.C. forever. But, I mean, imagine a game tonight where he has a hat trick or scores a couple goals and they get in on his shot, you know, on his stick. I just always think about that with games like this and stars like him on the ice.
And he has the reputation for delivering on the biggest moments on the brightest stage, right? It would not surprise me at all, given what we have seen from Ovi here over the past 2.5 months or so. And what a story, right? I mean, here's a guy who, let's be honest, I mean, you know, through November into December, I'm looking around going, is this guy going to get to 15 goals? Like has Father Time not only, you know, knocked on his door, but barged through the front door and said, hey, it's time to go, Alex.
Did you ever ask anyone with the team, Tark, if they were worried about that at all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Brian McClellan, the general manager, will you know, he'll tell you, yeah, I was worried. Everyone was worried. Everyone was looking around trying to figure out, is this it? Is Ovi over? I mean, like what's going on here? I think Ovi's confidence in himself was a little shaken. There were things that went into that. You know, one of them, and I've talked about this a lot, he never really found a comfort level in the first half of the season with his sticks. And I know people go, ah, it's just an excuse. You know, if you know a hockey player, especially a goal scorer, a stick is a really big deal. And, you know, since his deal with CCM expired, he wasn't getting the sticks that he was used to playing with, and he was kind of a free agent, and he was trying different things. And then 3 games without a goal turns into 6 games without a goal, and, oh, I don't like that lie. I don't like that curve. I don't like that flex. Let me try this. Now it's 8, 9 games without a goal. Now you're thinking about it, and it just kind of spiraled. You know, I'm not saying it was all the sticks, but I think that played a big role. I know there are a number of guys around the league who also had some problems with sticks this year that got off to slow starts. And somewhere around the midpoint of the season, he found something that he liked. And he just was able to go, okay, I can work with this. I can work with this. And since then, again, it wasn't all this, but a couple pucks go in, and now he's looking at that stick going, okay, maybe I found my twig. Maybe I found my implement once again. And then a few more go in, and before you know it, he's starting to kind of feel confident again. And confidence plays such a big role for goal scorers in this league. And it's always played a really big role for Ovi. And you know, I've covered him since his rookie year. And I'll tell you, I don't know anyone who associates his kind of his self-worth with whether he's putting up goals or not as much as Alex Ovechkin. It just changes his mood. It changes his vibe. It changes, you know, from being a guy who maybe is overthinking things out there to just his old swashbuckling, you know, just playing the way he wants to, confident, swagger, use whatever term you want to. But when that puck's going in, he looks like a different player. And this whole second half, I mean, it's been the second half of Ovi. He rediscovered his game. He's got Gretzky back in his crosshairs. You know, everyone's excited because, I mean, let's be honest. And, you know, John Buttigieg from ESPN was talking about this on the Altcast last night. This is going to be a huge, massive story when Ovi gets within 20, 25 goals of Gretzky. One of the biggest ones in recent memory in sports. I mean, you know, Buttigieg said it's going to be like Hank Aaron's chase of Babe Ruth. And I kind of agree. Maybe to a slightly smaller scale, but I mean, there's going to be live break-ins, you know, on ESPN when Ovi has a power play. I mean, it's going to be a really big deal, and it's just so great for the sport and for the Capitals that he's back on pace, and it looks like, okay, it's back on. We back up.
Tark, give me an unsung hero here that deserves a little bit of roses and some shine for getting him to the spot.
I think they're – are a few. Give me a second. Let me think about it. You know, I Nick Jensen's name comes to mind. You know, if you just want to focus on these last few games where they've clawed their way back in and have put themselves in this position, I'm going to go Nick Dowd. You know, he's a fourth line center. I know you guys can't see me or on the radio, but I'm using air quotes here. Fourth line center. He's really like a third line center, given the role that he plays and how many minutes he's out there. But he has scored some big goals. He's made some big hits. He's the one who challenged Essamont the other night after he laid out Jensen and then turned to the bench with that fiery look on his face and said, let's go. And, you know, that's a 34-year-old veteran who sniffs the playoffs and just wants to drag everyone on that bench into the fight with him. And, yeah, I'll go Nick Dowd in the short term. You know, I think if this team gets into the playoffs, what Dowd has done here over these last 3-4 games is going to be remembered for a long time. And I know you asked for a player, but if this team gets into the playoffs, I also think Spencer Carberry deserves his flowers, maybe some Jack Adams Award votes as well. You know, he's taken a team that doesn't look anything like the team that started the season. It's not playing the way he thought it was going to play. Systems-wise, it doesn't have the personnel that he thought he was going to have. And they're still, they got everything in front of them with 60 minutes to go. It's a pretty amazing story.
Jack Adams, of course, the award that goes to the Coach of the Year in the National Hockey League. He's Tarik El-Bashir, Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. So, Tarik, before we let you go, there is a bunch stacked against them again this evening in terms of lack of rest and just having been on the ice last night and the Flyers coming in with a couple days off. You're on the road, all those things. What kind of chance do you give them? How do you see this one tonight?
Yeah, I like the Caps' chances. Again, they've got a handful of guys that have been there and they've done it, and they know what it looks like. They know what it smells like. They are going to be able to convey that to the young guys on the team who are going to be less tired, because when you're 23 years old, you just don't get tired. And they got a bunch of those guys who are playing big minutes and big roles right now. I'm curious to see if Beck Malenstein, who did make the trip, if he's going to be able to get into the lineup. That's a big piece right there. Lindgren, you know, am I concerned a little bit about workload and playing back to back? Assuming he's the guy, I can't imagine Carberry going with anyone else. That's maybe a little bit of a concern. But you also do a little bit of a deeper dive, Grant. You look at the analytics, and you look at how this season has gone. The Capitals have been one of the best teams all season long on 0 days rest going on the road. I want to say they have 7 wins in those situations, which is one of the best marks in the league. So, again, they got some veterans who've done it, and they're mentally tough, and they're grizzled, and they've got some guts and guile, and I think that's going to carry the day tonight. I mean, I'm already kind of looking ahead to the first round on Sunday in New York, so I hope they get the job done.
Relax,
wow, Tarik.
Relax.
Is that a little shiver of, oh, my God, what did you just do? Go through my body right there. Tarik, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Good catching up with Tarik El-Bashir, who I've been lucky enough to work with on some of these altcasts over at Monumental. And he's a network television guy now, Danny. He's on Turner. He's their sideline reporter for a lot of their national
hockey.
That's
a big famous television dude right there.
Broadcast. Yeah, he's not Taco Bell Tarik anymore. That's our guy. He's slender, in-shape Tarik El-Bashir, but we appreciate him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.